This was a kind of an interesting period, and I might develop that meeting, which was in May of 68. The Merman Committee and the Crow Committee both came out with reports with a number of recommendations. These were fairly large committees, and they were working sort of independently. And they had students on them, so at least the Merman Committee, and I'm not sure about the Crow Committee, had majority and minority reports. The majority would tend to be the ones in which the students were involved, students and some of the faculty, and the minority report, which would, in general, tended to be the more conservative establishment view, was often the faculty members, a few of the faculty members. I'm not sure this is entirely true, but I think it was true in the Merman Committee.
So there were students on these committees?
Oh yes, there were students on them. We got a whole mass of reports, long reports, several parts, published and distributed widely, and majority and minority reports, and a lot of recommendations, majority and minority recommendations, and the university committee took it on itself to look all these over and decide how it thought its recommendations should come out. And so the university committee formulated a bunch of recommendations, which we announced in advance of the meeting, said that the university committee will bring in these recommendations for policy. Well, they were some considerable departure from the Crow Committee report and the Sam Merman Committee report. And these were published, and they were distributed to the faculty. This faculty meeting was to be on Monday, which would have been the 13th of May. On that Sunday, we had an emergency meeting called with the University Committee, a meeting with Sam Merman and with James Crow, who in effect laid down the law to us. They said, look, you come out with some recommendations that are not ours, and we will oppose them in front of all the faculty. And basically, they made the University Committee change its recommendations. So we came out with some changed recommendations in time for that meeting. And these were, thinking back, I think it's probably accurate to say ours were the very conservative, traditional sort of approaches to some of these things, and the Sam Merman and Jim Crow committees, having been dealing with students and pretty widely on a lot of these things, were somewhat more liberal. They were further departure from tradition than ours were, certainly. And they backed those two people, Jim Crow and Sam Merman, in a very nice way, just backed the university committee down on it. Said, we can't get away with this sort of thing. We'll oppose it, and we'll muster the forces, and we'll beat you on it. So we did make these changes. Well, at that meeting, we had, as usual, we'd have a whole series of recommendations, like six of them, and then somebody would present one, and somebody would present another, and so on. What we did was go on down through. I presented one, and it was fortunate it got through all right. It had to do with student court, as I recall it. But down toward the end, some of those were not accepted by the faculty in this faculty meeting. The university committee got beat on some of its recommendations to the faculty. It was no longer all-powerful. And it impressed me at the time, because I know a fellow who went out of the that meeting. I know him, and I have quite a lot of respect for him. I didn't know him much at the time, but...
Who's that?
That was Bob March, in physics. When he, walking out of the meeting, I think it was Bob. I have him identified with it. But he was full of glee. We beat the university committee. This had become one of the goals, you see. The faculty was... I don't know, it was so much divided and sort of fragmented, but nobody knew what to do, and there were quite a number of young members of the faculty that had views that we regarded as somewhat radical, you know, siding with the students and that sort of stuff. And for them, I think the university committee had been a kind of a symbol, and for them it was some kind of an achievement to beat the university committee and the supporters of the university.